Unit 8. Seeing a doctor. 1. Ready? Section A. Directions. Listen to a short passage once and fill in the blanks with the words that you've heard.
Linda had a high fever at night and was sent to the hospital. The doctor gave her penicillin and she became better soon. She asked the doctor who had discovered penicillin. The doctor told her the story. Dr. Alexander Fleming studied germs in London in 1928. One day, when he was observing some germs, to his surprise, he found that the germs were dead. Penicillin had grown by accident with the germs. The germs with penicillin were not living. Many women and children with these germs were sick. Dr. Fleming thought about it for a long time and did experiments on animals again and again. Then he gave penicillin to sick women and children, and they got better soon.
2. Steady. Vocabulary.
Run a temperature.
Unconscious.
Sleepy.
Side effect.
Listless.
Vomit.
Appetite.
A sore throat.
Prescribe.
Measles.
Scratch.
Recommend.
Yes and no. Section A. Directions. In this part, you will hear 5 short dialogues. After each dialogue, there is a question. Both the dialogues and questions will be spoken twice. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D.
1. How's Mary feeling today?
She's still running a temperature.
Question. What does the woman say about Mary? How's Mary feeling today?
She's still running a temperature.
Question. What does the woman say about Mary? Two. Where have you been, Miss Martin?
I just came back from the hospital. Mr. White was still unconscious when I left. Mrs. White is at home, and she still doesn't know anything about it.
Question. Where is Mr. White now? Where have you been, Miss Martin?
I just came back from the hospital. Mr. White was still unconscious when I left. Mrs. White is at home, and she still doesn't know anything about it.
Question. Where is Mr. White now?
3. What is the side effect of the medicine?
It will probably make you sleepy.
Question. Will this medicine have any side effect? What is the side effect of the medicine?
It will probably make you sleepy.
Question. Will this medicine have any side effect?
4. Help yourself to the chocolates, Jane.
No, thank you. I can't touch anything sweet. It's my teeth.
Question. What's wrong with Jane? Help yourself to the chocolates, Jane.
No, thank you. I can't touch anything sweet. It's my teeth.
Question. What's wrong with Jane?
5. I'm putting on a lot of weight.
You'd better not eat so much meat. Eat some vegetables and fruit.
Question. What advice does the man give to the woman? I'm putting on a lot of weight.
You'd better not eat so much meat. Eat some vegetables and fruit.
Question. What advice does the man give to the woman?
6. B. Directions. In this part, you will hear 2 short conversations. After each conversation, there are some questions. Both the conversations and the questions will be spoken twice. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D. Conversation 1.
What's the matter with you?
I feel listless all the time.
Since when have you been like this?
Since after supper last evening.
Do you have a fever or any vomiting?
No.
What about your appetite?
I had no appetite for breakfast.
Then let me examine you. Open your mouth. Wow, you've got a sore throat.
What's the matter, doctor?
You've got a bad cold. I'll prescribe some medicine for 3 days. Stay in bed and have a good rest. You'll be well again soon.
Thank you, doctor.
Question 1. Which of the following is not one of the symptoms of the patient's illness?
Question 2. What's the doctor's advice?
What's the matter with you?
I feel listless all the time.
Since when have you been like this?
Since after supper last evening.
Do you have a fever or any vomiting?
No.
What about your appetite?
I had no appetite for breakfast.
Then let me examine you. Open your mouth. Wow, you've got a sore throat.
What's the matter, doctor?
You've got a bad cold. I'll prescribe some medicine for 3 days. Stay in bed and have a good rest. You'll be well again soon.
Thank you, doctor.
Question 1. Which of the following is not one of the symptoms of the patient's illness?
Question 2. What's the doctor's advice? Conversation 2.
Can I speak to Dr. Jones, please?
Yes, speaking.
Oh, this is Mrs. Cooper. Please, help me, Dr. Jones.
What's the matter with you, Mrs. Cooper?
Oh, no, not me. My son Peter is sick.
What's wrong with Peter?
He has red spots on his arms, on his shoulders.
Does he have red spots all over his body?
Yes, he does.
He has a temperature, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. This morning, his temperature was 39 degrees Celsius.
Well, that's too bad.
What's wrong with Peter? He cries all day long. I just can't stop him.
He has the measles.
Measles? Oh, dear. Can you come and see Peter now?
I'm going to perform an operation this morning, but I can come this afternoon.
Thank you, Dr. Jones.
But you must keep him from scratching the spots.
No, no, I won't let him do that. See you then, Doctor.
Goodbye.
Question 3. Who is sick?
Question 4. What will the doctor do this morning?
Question 5. What is the doctor's advice? Can I speak to Dr. Jones, please?
Yes, speaking.
Oh, this is Mrs. Cooper. Please, help me, Dr. Jones.
What's the matter with you, Mrs. Cooper?
Oh, no, not me. My son Peter is sick.
What's wrong with Peter?
He has red spots on his arms, on his shoulders.
Does he have red spots all over his body?
Yes, he does.
He has a temperature, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. This morning, his temperature was 39 degrees Celsius.
Well, that's too bad.
What's wrong with Peter? He cries all day long. I just can't stop him.
He has the measles.
Measles? Oh, dear. Can you come and see Peter now?
I'm going to perform an operation this morning, but I can come this afternoon.
Thank you, Dr. Jones.
But you must keep him from scratching the spots.
No, no, I won't let him do that. See you then, Doctor.
Goodbye.
Question 3. Who is sick?
Question 4. What will the doctor do this morning?
Question 5. What is the doctor's advice?
Section C. Directions. In this part, you will hear a short passage. After that, you will hear 5 questions. Both the passage and the questions will be read twice. When you hear a question, you should complete the answer to it with a word or a short phrase. There was a businessman who always tried to pay as little as possible for what he needed. One day he fell ill. He decided to go to a doctor and asked a friend to recommend one. "Dr. Smith is a good one," the friend told him. "Is he expensive?" the businessman asked. "Yes and no. He charges $100 for the first visit, but only $25 for each visit after that." "That seems reasonable," the businessman said, and went to visit Dr. Smith. As he walked into the consulting room, he said, "Well, here I am again," and put $25 on the table. The doctor looked at him carefully for a moment, then smiled and put the money into the drawer of his desk. "Thank you," he said. "And what can I do for you today?" "Examine me, of course," the businessman said, "and tell me what's wrong with me." "Oh, there's no need for me to examine you again," the doctor said. "Just continue taking the medicine I prescribed for you when you came to me last time."
Question 1. What happened to the businessman one day?
Question 2. Was Dr. Smith expensive?
Question 3. What did the businessman decide to do?
Question 4. What do you think of Dr. Smith?
Question 5. What lesson does the story try to teach us?
There was a businessman who always tried to pay as little as possible for what he needed. One day he fell ill. He decided to go to a doctor and asked a friend to recommend one. "Dr. Smith is a good one," the friend told him. "Is he expensive?" the businessman asked. "Yes and no. He charges $100 for the first visit, but only $25 for each visit after that." "That seems reasonable," the businessman said, and went to visit Dr. Smith. As he walked into the consulting room, he said, "Well, here I am again," and put $25 on the table. The doctor looked at him carefully for a moment, then smiled and put the money into the drawer of his desk. "Thank you," he said. "And what can I do for you today?" "Examine me, of course," the businessman said, "and tell me what's wrong with me." "Oh, there's no need for me to examine you again," the doctor said. "Just continue taking the medicine I prescribed for you when you came to me last time."
Question 1. What happened to the businessman one day?
Question 2. Was Dr. Smith expensive?
Question 3. What did the businessman decide to do?
Question 4. What do you think of Dr. Smith?
Question 5. What lesson does the story try to teach us?